It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family Series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L-O. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. Fiocca pudding, yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper. Two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers, it's morning. George Cooper is eating breakfast while Liz is in the kitchen talking to Katie, the maid.
Katie, I'm planning something real special for Tuesday. It's Valentine's, you know, and I'm going to have a romantic candlelight dinner party. Just for George and me, and I've got the menu all set.
What are you having?
Oh, a real Valentine meal. Hearts of beef, hearts of artichoke, hearts of lettuce, heart-shaped candy, and heart-shaped cake. How does that sound?
Fine. That ought to give you heart-shaped heartburn.
Liz, come on in and eat breakfast with me. I'm lonely.
Oh, that means he's finished the paper. Coming, George.
Well, I'll get to work on it.
Good morning, George. How's my little husband? Uh-oh. Dull blade this morning, huh?
Oh, I nicked myself a couple of times.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little bits of paper. You look like you have your face up in paper curlers.
I don't understand it. There must be something wrong with my razor.
Oh, it cut fine when I used it yesterday.
You used my razor? What did you use it for?
Oh, kiss me, George.
Oh, no. No, well, what did you use it for?
Stringing beans.
Stringing beans?
Well, I know it sounds silly, but it works perfectly. You just shave down the side, and the strings go right into those little slots.
And my lifeblood comes out the other end. Well, next time, either warn me or leave me a bottle of aftershave plasma.
Well, now, don't get excited, George. I'm sorry. Give me a kiss, huh? There.
Oh, you can string beans anytime, Liz.
Thank you. George, Katie and I were just discussing Tuesday night's dinner.
Tuesday night?
Valentine's Day. We're going to have a cozy little dinner at home. There'll be flowers on the table and candlelight and soft music on the radio. And when I look across the table, do you know who'll be looking back at me?
Yes, my mother.
What?
I forgot to tell you. She called yesterday and said she'd see us Tuesday night.
But, George, it's Valentine's Day, not Halloween.
Now, Liz, you know perfectly well that Mother always spends the holidays with us.
But not Valentine's, George. That's our day. That's a day for couples, for sweethearts. Can't we give her a rain check until Groundhog Day or something?
Liz, you're not being very kind.
Well, neither is she. Oh, and I had such nice plans.
Well, we can still do everything you plan.
Oh, sure, I can just see it. The three of us can hold hands under the table.
Now, Liz...
And then after dinner, we can all sit on the sofa and smooch.
Liz...
I'll sit on your lap, and Mother can sit on my lap. It'll be sort of a three-decker smooch-witch.
Now, look, Liz, the thing's done, and there's no way to change it. Remember, Mother's alone, and she's not young, and she doesn't have any friends here in town.
Well, if she wants to celebrate Valentine's Day, why doesn't she get a boyfriend?
A boyfriend? Mother? Oh, she's not interested in men.
Well, she was once. Or did she win you a canasta?
Say, maybe you've got something there, Liz. You know, it would be wonderful if Mother had someone to take her places.
Sure, let's try to get your mother back in circulation.
Okay. What's the first thing we do?
Try to get some circulation back in your mother.
Liz!
I'm sorry, George. Let's see now. Who would be interested in your mother?
Yeah, let's see.
Gee, all I can think of is the Smithsonian Institute.
Liz!
Sorry, George, it just slipped out. I'm sorry.
Are you serious about this idea or not?
I am. I think it's a wonderful idea. Now, don't worry. I'll find someone.
You know, wait a minute. Even if we find a man, how do we know Mother will be interested in him?
She's alive, isn't she?
Okay, you work on it, honey. I gotta go. I'll be late for the bank.
Can't you stay home today? I got no one to play with.
Not today, Punkin. The new chairman of the board is going to be in, and all the monkeys have to be in their cages. See you later, dear.
Bye. Katie, there's been a little change in plans for Valentine's Day. Make a dinner for three.
Oh, Mr. Cooper's mother,
yeah.
We forgot. Oh, she always comes for dinner when it's a holiday, doesn't she?
She comes when there's even the suggestion of a holiday. Remember, she was here every night during Boys' Week?
I remember.
Well, there's hope in sight, Katie. We're working on a scheme to get Mother Cooper a boyfriend.
A boyfriend?
Yes, I asked her to come over this morning. I'm going to sound her out on the idea.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Well, speaking of the devil-in-law...
How does she get in the house so quietly?
She's got a muffler on her broom.
In here, Mother Cooper.
I wonder what she'll find wrong this morning.
Oh, pardon me. I'm not going to wait and find out. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Mother Cooper.
Oh, Elizabeth, I hope you don't mind, dear, but I just happened to notice as I came through the hall, the top of your bookcase is frightfully dusty.
The top? You can't even see the top of the bookcase.
If I stand on a chair, I can. I don't know why I don't think what I'm saying.
I don't know why I don't say what I'm thinking.
Oh, let's not have words today. I'm looking forward to spending Valentine's Day with you two dear children. Now, you're sure I won't be intruding?
Oh, of course not. If it weren't for your coming over, George and I would have to spend the evening all alone.
Oh. Well, you don't know what it means to a lonely old lady like me.
Mother, speaking of lonely old ladies, have you ever thought of looking for a lonely old man?
Whatever are you talking about?
I mean, have you ever thought that it might be nice to go out, have dates of your own?
Oh, I don't really need anyone as long as I have you and George.
Yeah, but don't you think you should look around? After all, George and I aren't going to live forever.
It would be nice to have dates, Elizabeth, but not a man.
Not a man?
No.
I don't know any kangaroos.
Well, I mean, you don't mean a man to be interested in...
Yes, that's it. You hit the whatchamacaller right on the thingamabob.
Oh, no, dear, no. It's utterly out of the question. It's just not for me.
Well, if you feel that way about it...
Did you have anyone particular in mind?
Well, first I thought I'd see what type of man you prefer.
Prefer? Mm-hmm. Oh, you flatter me. The man isn't living who'd have plain old me.
Well, we'll dig someone up. Come on, Mother. What's your idea of Mr. Wright?
Well, I hadn't thought about it, Elizabeth, but just anyone. Anyone who's tall and distinguished looking, handsome in a rugged sort of way, gray at the temples, charming, cultured, gentle.
Look, if I find one like that, I'll take him and you can have George back.
Oh, my. You're so droll.
Now, really, Mother, let's be practical. What kind of man would you like?
Well, someone who's interesting and a few years older than I am. About 39.
39 years older than you are?
Well, I guess I should push my age up to where it really is. 41.
Oh, you can push harder than that. Or else get together with George. The way it stands now, he was born 2 years before you were. Come on, Mother, how old are you?
41.
How old?
I told you 2 times, 41.
Well, that's more like it. 2 times, 41.
You are a dear, aren't you?
Well, age doesn't matter. You're as young as you feel. I'm going to make it a project, Mother Cooper, to pick out just the right beau for you.
Well, we'll talk about it some other time. I have to run along, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
On second thought, just forget about that man business, Liz. I'll feel much better if we just skip the whole thing. I'll be home if you want to call me for anything.
she gone?
Yes, and she really went for the idea. Now all I have to do is find her a man.
Well, at her age, it's hard to find someone that's right.
At her age, it's hard to find someone that's left.
Why don't you try one of those social clubs? You know, Lonely Hearts. Now, there's a good one called the Sheridan Falls Friendship Center.
Oh, I couldn't go to a place like that.
Oh, it's real good. My sister gets all her husbands there.
Really? Oh, but suppose George and his mother ever found out.
Well, how will they find out? I certainly won't tell them.
Katie, I'll do it. I'm going to get a man for Mother Cooper if I have to buy an erector set and build her one.
Poor Liz. But you know, when you think how easily some people can solve their domestic problems, why, it might be as simple as having something extra special good to eat, because that puts everyone in a good humor. Something like a macaroon pudding, for instance, made with creamy, refreshing Jell-O orange coconut tapioca. And easy as 1, 2, 3. Just prepare Jell-O orange coconut tapioca pudding as usual. Then before serving, fold in 1/2 cup of crumbled macaroons. It's really delicious, tempting, crunchy macaroons folded into that rich, tropical-tasting Jell-O orange coconut tapioca. All three Jell-O tapioca puddings are a miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed. Jell-O chocolate, vanilla, and orange coconut tapioca. They're ready prepared. All you do is add milk, and they take about 5 minutes to cook in an ordinary saucepan. Nothing to go wrong. Stock up on Jell-O tapioca puddings for the weekend. That name Jell-O is a registered trademark of General Foods.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball and My Favorite Husband. Well, Liz has embarked on her manhunt, and we find her downtown looking for the Sheridan Falls Friendship Center. She has a hunch she's found the right place as she stops in front of a door that has two doves, two linked hearts, intertwining wedding rings, and a 6-foot neon sign that says, Lonesome?
Gee, I hope nobody sees me go in here.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? I'm looking for the, are you Mr. Friendship? I mean, do
I'm Thomas Jenkins, the manager of this little port for hearts on the Sea of Lonesomeness, better known to my thousands of satisfied clients as Cupid.
Well, I'm Mrs. Cooper.
I see. And what brings you here?
Well, I'd like to, I don't quite know how to say it, but I'd like to order a man.
Oh, I know. I know just what you mean, Mrs. Cooper. What type do you like?
Oh, now, wait a minute. It's not for me.
Of course not.
Now, really, I want a man for somebody else.
Well, I understand perfectly. He's a gift for a friend.
Look, you don't have to be sarcastic. I have a perfectly good husband. Now, shall we do business on that basis?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Cooper. We can't accept trade-ins.
Mr. Jenkins, I'm looking for a man to take my mother-in-law off my hands.
Well, that sounds a little more reasonable.
Now, I'd like to pick one out, please. Where do you keep them?
Mrs. Cooper, we don't have them in jars like jelly beans. First, we'll make out a card for your mother-in-law, and then... Oh, pardon me. Hello? Oh, how are you? Yeah. Yes, I read that you did. Congratulations. Now, we'll take your card out of our file. Goodbye, Lady Ashley.
Was that the Lady Ashley?
Naturally. The one who married Sam Lagermacher last week. Is there another one?
No one important. The one I'm thinking of married Clark Gobblemacher.
Well, now, where were we? Oh, yes, a card for your mother-in-law. Now, card for your mother-in-law. Now, what is she like?
Well, her name is Letitia Cooper, and she's 41 and very attractive, very pleasant, and wealthy. Have you got that?
Yes, yes. 65, old battle axe and broke.
Oh, you know her?
No, I've just been in this business too long.
Oh. Well, could I interview someone? I wanted him to come out to the house tonight.
Why don't you just trust me, Mrs. Cooper? I'll send someone out.
Oh, I'd want to see him. Mother Cooper's very particular. You see, he'd have to be successful.
Now, don't bother your head about it. I'll have the perfect man out there for you. And he'll have a written guarantee.
A written guarantee?
Absolutely. Return him any time within 30 days, and if he isn't damaged, your money will be cheerfully refunded.
Well, all right, Mr. Jenkins. Remember, I'm counting on you to pick me a good one.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Come in.
Hey, you're George Cooper, aren't you?
That's right.
I'm J.Q. Williams.
The new chairman of the board? Sit down, sir. Have a cigar, sir. What can I do for you, sir?
Relax, sir. I'm just here for a friendly chat. I want to get to know everyone in the bank personally. I want to feel that we're all one big happy family.
Oh, well, I'm certainly flattered.
Yes, I want to know the employees' families, too. I like to feel that your problems are my problems. Your families are my families. Your wife is my, one big happy family.
Well, I'd certainly like you to meet my wife, Liz.
Love to. The next time I'm free. How about tonight?
Well, good. I'll call her right away. Oh, Liz will be delighted to have you come out. Hello, Liz? Operator. Oh, out of order. Well, get it fixed as soon as you can, will you? Our phone's out of order.
It probably didn't pay your bill, eh, Cooper? Well, let's make it some other time.
No, tonight will be fine. Will it be all right if I pick you up at your office at closing time?
Well, I'll be out of the bank this afternoon. I'd better meet you at your house.
Okay, 321 Bundy. If I'm not home, just tell Liz who you are.
All right, I'll see you there.
How do I look, Elizabeth? I want to look my very best to meet this old friend of yours.
You look wonderful, Mother Cooper. Positively radiant.
Really?
Of course, one cheek is a little more radiant than the other.
Oh, I'll fix it. Now, I think he should discover me sitting demurely on this sofa, like this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, dear, do I look properly fetching?
Well, I guess so. I haven't seen anyone use a fan in so long.
Well, I think a feminine little flutter adds a touch. Oh, I stuck myself in the eye. I guess I'm out of practice.
Yes.
Oh, that must be him. Now, relax.
Oh, don't worry, dear. I'm just as calm as I could be. Oh, my other eye.
Hello.
Hey, good evening. Is this the Cooper residence?
Yes. Won't you come in?
Thank you. I'm Mr. Williams, and you must be the Mrs. Cooper I heard so much about today.
No, she's in the next room. I'll take you in.
Good. I'm looking forward to meeting her. I've heard a lot of nice things about her.
Well, don't expect too much. Wait. Before we go in, what business, shall we say, you're in?
I beg your pardon?
What'll we tell her you do?
Well, let's just tell her I'm chairman of the board at the bank.
Oh, come now. Let's not overdo it.
What?
Well, I suppose it won't hurt to say you're in the banking business, but let's stay on an even keel, Pop.
What?
Remember, you're just here on approval.
Yeah, now look here, young...
Come on in. She's waiting. Right in here. Mrs. Cooper, this is Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams, Mrs. Cooper.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Sit down on the couch, Mr. Williams.
I'll take it from here, Liz. Come over closer, Mr. Williams.
Hey, Mrs. Cooper, we've hardly met.
Oh, go on. Don't be bashful. Scrunch over.
Goodbye, Liz. Now, Mr. Williams, tell me all about yourself.
Well, I'll just tiptoe out and leave you two together.
Where were you born and where did you go to school?
Oh! Hey, did you hurt your eye?
Oh, no. Now, don't mind me. Let's talk about you, Mr. Williams.
Oh, this is too good to be true.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Oh, George, do I have something to tell you?
Oh, I have something to tell you, too.
Well, mine's more important. I found a sensational man for your mother.
What?
You heard right, and she's crazy about him. I wouldn't tell you where I got him, except that it turned out so well. From one of those lonely heart centers.
Oh, no. He's probably a bum.
No. He's fine, George. You'll die when you see him. that place is going to get all my business.
I can't believe it.
Well, come in and I'll show you the proof. Oh, wait a minute. What were you going to tell me?
Oh, well, we're having company for dinner. I tried to call and tell you, but the phone was out of order.
Well, I'm so happy I don't mind anything. Who's the company?
With the new chairman of the board at the bank, Mr. Williams. Liz? Liz!
Oh, George, I was expecting the man from the Lonely Hearts Club, and Mr. Williams came to the door, and
Mr. Williams?
Yes?
Where is he now?
He's in the living room trying to get his foot out of your mother's bear trap. Oh, that's probably the real man from the Friendship Center.
Look, I'll take Mr. Williams into the den and try to explain this mess. Oh, I only hope I don't get fired.
Coopers live here.
Well, it's about time. Why didn't you get here sooner?
I came as soon as I could.
Come in.
I don't know what you expect. The call didn't come in till a couple of hours ago, and as soon as I got it, I hopped
never
right
mind, up. Never mind. The main thing is you're here. Now, what's your name?
Crockett, what's yours?
Liz Cooper. Now, I want you to act like an old friend of mine.
Okay, Liz. I like a girl that gets right to the point.
Let's go in the living room.
You lead the way, baby.
Mother Cooper.
Elizabeth, I just don't understand George. He came in here.
I know, but I'd like you to meet Mr. Crockett.
Hiya.
I like the other one better. Where's Mr. Williams?
Well, I'm afraid he's gone.
For good?
Yes.
Oh. Well. Sit down here on the couch, Mr. Crockett, and tell me all about you.
Wait a minute. Where are you going, Liz?
I'll be back. I'm sure you two have a lot to talk about.
Now, where did you go to school, and have you lived here long?
Ouch!
Oh, did I hurt your eye?
Whew. Oh, now who could that be?
Miss Cooper?
Yes?
I'm from the Sheridan Falls Friendship Center.
You're what?
Anderson. Mr. Jenkins sent me.
He did?
Yeah. He's been matching me up with lemons for 15 years. But he finally slipped me a peach. Let's get married tonight, honey.
Just a minute now. Not so fast.
Listen, at my age, you gotta go fast. Not much time left to waste.
Well, I'm afraid there's been a mistake. Come with me, please.
Oh, all right. Hey,
Brian's from Chicago. Oh, it's a small world,
yes,
isn't it?
Wait a minute, Mother Cooper. There's been another change.
Liz, every time I get my bib fastened on, you take my plate away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mrs. Cooper, meet Mr. Anderson.
How do you do?
Shucks, back to lemons again.
Well, you're no rose yourself. Liz, I will not have anything to do with this person.
Yeah, bravo. Mrs. Cooper, I don't blame you a bit.
Oh, Mr. Williams.
I explained the whole mix-up to Mr. Williams, Liz, and everything's okay.
Oh, good.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'd be honored to be your escort for the rest of the evening, Letitia.
Oh.
Now, how about the four of us going out to dinner?
Good idea. I'm starved.
Not you.
Not me.
No, you go down to the Friendship Center and tell Cupid Jenkins to put you back in stock. You too, Mr. Crockett.
What Friendship Center?
Didn't they send you out?
No.
What are you doing here? What's going on?
That's what I like to know. I just came in to fix a telephone.
Oh, no!
Yes, Lucille. What's on the docket tonight?
Tonight we go south of the border, Roberto. Will you join me?
Join me? That's join me.
Si, but in Mexico, all the J's are pronounced like H. Let's go, Wilbur.
Ah, here I am in Mexico. Pardon me, young lady, are you a native?
Gee, my name is Josefine.
Josefine?
Gee, I have a brother named Jimmy. He's as strong as Hercules. Would you like to hear a poem I wrote?
Suppose I say no.
We'll never get to the commercial.
Okay, let's hear it.
Poem. I know a little cafe. It's a perfect place to go because they always serve Jell-O vanilla tapio.
Vanilla tapio?
I did not finish. Ka-pudding, it's delicious and tempting. And you sap, you also ought to order some Jell-O chocolate pap.
Go ahead.
Ioka eats so rich the kids... Ioka eats so rich the kids all say it's candy good. I cannot rhyme Jell-O orange coconut tapioca. Wish I could.
Well, look, how about just saying it's a wonderful blend of refreshing orange and tropical coconut?
Those words, they tell the story, and they cut the time in half. They even sell the product, but they don't get any love.